It all started in Egypt, 3,330 years ago. From there, I guess you could say the rest is history. As we all know, the Klal Yisrael were slaves. Life of misery, but not just misery, a life of shibud. Shibud meaning being obligated in everything, in every way, to my masters, to the masters, to the Egyptians. It was total, it was complete. They were free to demand of us anything they wanted, day and night. Chazal say that a Jew would come home from a hard day of slave labor, and his neighbor could just demand of him, now do this, do that, do the other thing, 24/7, complete, total shibud. And then the Geula came. Hashem appeared first to Moshe Rabbeinu, told him that the time has come to redeem his people from Mitzrayim. They have reached the level that they were expected to reach. They have suffered enough that Hashem would be able to grant them the greatest of all privileges in all of human history, speaking to them publicly at Har Sinai and giving them his Torah, giving them the insight and understanding for the purpose of creation and the means with which to fulfill that purpose of creation in each and every one's life. And this was the time that they were to be taken out and elevated, may avdus lecherus, from slavery to freedom. And to understand what happened there and its ramifications, its impact on our own lives, I think is worth a moment of focus. What's the purpose of creation? What's it all about? Why did Hashem create the world? Why did Hashem give us mitzvahs? What are we doing here? Well, I think the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim can help us focus on these ideas and maybe get a better insight or a better understanding of what that's all about. First of all, the Pasuk tells us, and we're all familiar, Pasuk in Tehillim, Olam Chesed Yibone. Chazal explained that Hashem created the world only to do Chesed. That's his only motivation. Because the most perfect of beings, which Hashem is, needs nothing, lacks nothing, except that since his essence is chesed, kindness, rachamim, he created a world to be able to bestow chesed, to be able to do chesed, to be able to give and give and give more and more and endlessly to that, to those that he created. And as we've mentioned here many times, the greatest chesed is the chesed that we've earned. Just like the greatest form of tzedakah is not just giving a person something, is not just giving it to him without him knowing who's giving it to him or without you knowing who's receiving it. The greatest form of tzedakah is to give a person a job, because then he earns it. He doesn't feel embarrassed. He doesn't feel compromised. He doesn't feel beholden that I owe you my life, I owe you my living, because I'm working for it. And Hashem created the world with such a system too. We have to work, we have to become worthy, so he should bestow chesed upon us. Now the ultimate worthiness is to become godly. Chazal tell us that lo nitna ha-mitzvus ela litzareif bohenes ha-briyos. The mitzvahs were only given to refine human character. Refining human character means that the Tzelem Elokim, mankind, man who was created in the image of Hashem, should remove the impurities from his character Some people have a little cause, some people have a little bit of cruelty, some people have a little bit of laziness, some people have other chisra, a little gaiva, a little taiva, other, or a lot. So, and to remove the impurities in our character, and to purify ourselves, that's the ultimate purpose of the mitzvahs. That's what the mitzvahs are going to do. And in Yetzias Mitzrayim, we became mechuyev in mitzvahs, because Hashem removed us from the Shibur of Mitzrayim. But there's really something there that goes further than just that concept. And I'd like to try to explain that as follows. What comes out is that the more godly I become through the mitzvahs, by refining my character, by removing the impurities in my midos, then I become worthy of Hashem's chesed, because I'm now a better person. And I also become more godly, and I become capable of a greater connection with Hashem, of a greater closeness with Hashem, which is the ultimate pleasure. There is no pleasure in this world as the pleasure of the purpose who feels, of the person who feels intimately connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who feels Hashem's love for him is kaviyochol passionate, and who feels a passionate love for Hashem in response, and feels that closeness. My best friend is not the president, it's not the king, it's the creator of the universe. My best friend, me and him, we're tight like this. There's nothing greater. There's nothing more pleasurable. There's nothing more fulfilling. But how do you achieve that? So one of the ways that we achieve that is by refining our character. Because the better person I become, the more worthy I become for him to give me that closeness and connect with me with that closeness, and the more I become able to relate to him. You know, if a person is an honest person, it's very hard to have a close friend who's a liar. It just doesn't work. I can't deal with liars. If a person is a kind person, it's very hard to have a close friend who's cruel. If a person is an energetic person, it's very hard to have a close friend who's terribly lazy, can't do anything, doesn't do anything. We have to connect. We need certain similarities. We need certain commonality of our character traits. And to connect with Hashem, we need to be godly. We need to remove the impurities in our personality, in our neshama, and or in what the guf has either has inherited or has imbibed, and to become more godly, then we become worthy and capable of a greater connection to Hashem. And the trick is as follows. What induces a person, what influences a person to want to connect with Hashem? And I would like to suggest to you a very... It's not backwards, but it's almost backwards. It's like from left field, indication to how this process works. There's a posuk at the end of Parshas Bahar. The posuk says, Avodayim, Shoitseisiyo Yisum Yeretz Mitzrayim. The Jewish people are my servants that I took them out of Mitzrayim. And it seems that since the Torah said this many times, the Sifri explains that this is referring to something specific, not just to the whole Klal Yisrael. And he says it's referring to a Jew who was sold as a slave to a non-Jew. And this Jew now, because he stole or he didn't have any money, he was sold as a slave, for whatever the reason. And now this Jew is now working as a slave to this non-Jew. Now the assumption is that his master is not treating him like we treat an Eved Ivri. If he has only one pillow, he's going to give it to him and so forth. It's tough, you know. I got a slave. A slave is a slave. A slave will work. A slave will slave for me. A slave will do my bidding day and night. So it's not exactly a comfortable situation for this Jewish slave. Yet the Torah writes a special pasuk, the Sifri says, so as follows. He says, Shaloi Teimar, don't say, Ma Rabbi Yovid Avedazoro Afanikomo. My master serves idols. I want to do like my master. I want to be like my master. Ma Rabbi Mechal Shabbos Afanikomo. My Rabbi violates the Shabbos. Of course, he's a goy. I want to be like him too. Ma Rabbi Shefech Domim. He murders people. Afanikomo. Talmud Loimer Avodaihem. No, you're still servants to Hashem, and you cannot allow yourself to emulate, to identify fully with your master. I want to ask you a question. Who wants to identify with an oppressive master? I'd rather run from the oppressive master. Yet there is a psychology. In psychology today, they call it the Stockholm Syndrome. There is a psychology that when I am obligated to someone, then there's a piece of me that just wants to identify with that person. I want to be like him. He's the one that tells me what to do, and I want to have a certain relationship with him, a certain dependence on him, a certain emulation, a certain copying, a certain molding my own personality, molding my own actions after his. Now, lahavdil elef alfei havdolos, and therefore I say this is from left field, maybe it's really from out of the ballpark, but I would like to apply this principle to our relationship with Hashem. When Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, we were familiar with slavery. And there, of course, the slavery was to oppressive masters. Hashem took us out to be able to give us the greatest reward, to be able to give us the mitzvahs, the Torah and the mitzvahs, and the greatest opportunity to be able to perfect ourselves and make ourselves more godly, and in that way connect with Hashem and benefit from the greatest of pleasures that can possibly exist in this world and beyond. And the way that this is to come about is because Hashem took these people who understood what it meant to be mishubed, to be obligated, in an oppressive obligation, and transposed them into an obligation of love, into an obligation of, I am obligating you to do the mitzvahs. Of course, I ask you to accept the obligation. If you didn't say Na'ase v'nishma, that would be something else. I didn't force it on you. I didn't force it on you. And I asked you, and you, when all the other nations said they refused because of whatever, they didn't like that it said in the Torah, Klal Yisrael said, Na'ase v'nishma. We'll do, then we'll hear later what it is. We trust you. We know the miracles you did in Mitzrayim. We know how you love us. We know how you showed your care and concern for us. And therefore, we're ready to accept. And they accepted. What did they accept? They accepted shibud to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are now obligated to follow the directives of Hashem. What does that do for us? That motivates us to identify with Hashem, to become more like Hashem, to internalize His midos, mahu rachum, mafato rachum. He's merciful, He's kind, He's giving, He's truthful, He's patient, He's loving, He's forgiving. All of these midos we want to internalize. Why? Because our Master, the one who is now that we accepted upon us, not like in Mitzrayim when it was forced on them, but the one who we accepted upon us, we now want to emulate him. And when we emulate him, we refine and purify our character because we want to be like him and mold our personalities after him. And in that process, we become worthy of the greatest chesed and bring about and allow the fulfillment for the purpose, for his purpose in creating us in the first place, which is to do chesed. I know this is a little bit abstract. I just couldn't resist. But really, as I said at the beginning, it all started 3,300 years ago in Mitzrayim. That's where it began. When Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and led us to Har Sinai, and we, those who suffered from an oppressive shibud voluntarily with our trust and our belief and our recognition and our evidence that we have seen in Mitzrayim and all the chesed and all the miracles that Hashem loves us and cares for us and only wants to do chesed, we have accepted the shibud of Hashem. And once we did that, we have entered into a system which motivates us to elevate ourselves and become closer and closer and more like our Creator, to be able to receive all of the kindness and all of the benefits that one receives from that close relationship, and in the process fulfill Hashem's purpose in creation.